war. You ready to rap, you ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. Welcome back. Oh yes, we are back. Episode number 4 of the Be Cool Podcast. Be cool, motherfuckers. Hope y'all summer was great. It's over. Labor Day was just past Monday, yesterday. Accusations was the word of the week last week. And unbelievable, man. It only took 3.5 seconds for me to see it. Accusations. Accusations, accusations. It rolls off the tongue now. It was a mistake, a little flub, they say. But you had to keep that great content. Some people had some good laughs hearing me, break down as a human being trying to get that word out. But so it is finally finished, so we don't have to worry about that. We can move on in our journey together on the Be Cool Podcast. And like I said, the summer's over. It's still pretty nice outside, 70 degrees today. Sun just started to peek out, so, the life's flowing, the forms, the fauna, everything's feeling, you could feel the change. Get late night, it gets nice and cool outside, nice little time for a little blanket, out to the park, do a little, have a little dance with a lady, whatever you want, or the man, whatever you're into, No discrimination here, do what you like. And speaking of do what you like, let's just jump into this one. Don't forget, at Reese45MC, at Twitter, on Instagram, YouTube, Promomo Gaming, Twitch, the stream, Promomo Gaming. Support us. Do what you gotta do. Hit the like button. Retweet. Tell a friend. Any kind of information that you send back to me, I'm gonna read. I'll reply. That's what we're here to do. So let's get into this. I just watched this past weekend Dave Chappelle's stand-up Sticks and Stones on Netflix, and I got to tell you, it's just a joy to watch good comedy. There's a lot of good comedy out there. Everyone has their preference usually, but Dave Chappelle's a different kind of beast because he creates a product that he don't care. At this point, he don't care. And we'll touch on the Paul Mooney situation that has been surfacing around social media, but we really don't know what's going on there. But back to Dave Chappelle, Sticks and Stones, a perfect, perfect title. Not Accusations, that's the title of this podcast, but Sticks and Stones, nice theme, because he goes right in on every person, place, thing that bothers him. But not really bothers. He's not being malicious. He's just being a comic. And that's what comedy is. That's what the arts are. They're there to break down our walls and help us see past the blinders that we have. And to open our minds to other thoughts. It's not about picking on someone or putting down a group of people. Because we're really at the end of the day to blame. Just like his joke was, everyone thought he was going to say, Donald Trump, who's this? No. It's you. It's you motherfuckers who are making this difficult for me. Everybody pointing their fingers saying this, that, and the other thing. Well, that's what he did his whole stand-up. And it was brilliant because the jokes are written well. He has good crowd work. I mean, it's not the whole thing, but it's there. It's there. You can see it. You can see his focus on some people. And if you don't like comedy, and if you don't like Dave Chappelle's brand of comedy, then it's just not for you, Everything's not for everybody. Some people only listen to country. They don't know hip-hop. They don't know who Nas and Jay-Z are in reality. They might know the name, but they don't know what those two men helped create after the death of Biggie in New York City, along with DMX. But, I mean, Jay and Nas are, top five, regardless. You could throw Jada in there if you want. I mean, there's a whole slew of New York rappers after Biggie was unfortunately cut down short for us that, took that mantle and ran with it. Came from tough backgrounds to rise up, to run some shit for themselves, to have a nice life, to reach 40 years old, hit 25 years old, hit 30, hit 35, hit 40. Speaking of 40, November 27th. It's over with. That's when 30s are over, babe. 40 is the new 30, they say. If you see my cocoa butter skin, you'll understand what I'm saying. Some people call me, you know, handsome, sexy, daddy. That's, you know, you meet me in person, you'll catch that vibe quick. Honesty is the best policy, if you know what I'm saying. But back to Dave Chappelle. So brilliant. Cars are going by, ruining my microphone status. Bunch of scumbags out here. Computer note, just to jump off topic a little bit more. Computer still waiting to get the estimate. It's been in there all weekend because it's been the holiday weekend. So it's been an extra few days. And like I said, man, these computer places, these local jobs, man, ain't nobody ever there. Took me a whole day to finally find someone Friday. And it was at 5 o'clock that they took my computer. And I still haven't heard a message back yet. So hopefully we'll get some information as this podcast is going through. I'm trying not to go too long today because I got a lot of stuff to do. There's a couple things on eBay I got to get done. Just waiting for a couple payments to get some things shipped out. And we're moving. I'm leaving Thursday for the wedding. 2K drops Thursday night, midnight. Got to get that all situated. And Thursday, I got another house sitting gig going on at the end of the month. So, you know, a lot of things are moving. A lot of chips are falling, not in my pockets, out of my pockets. But that's life. You know, not everything's on the up and up. But Dave Chappelle just hit everything on the head. The way our society functions is just a bad spot for creators. And I'm putting myself in that realm because I have created music for a third of my life. And I never was really concerned about the words I was saying and or the action when I was younger or the actions I was taking that affected people. But MySpace really was just starting at that time, man. There was AOL Instant Messenger, but those kind of things, people weren't really venting on those sites. It was more they were people trying to hook up, get a little slang going, you know, throwing that meat stick out. It was a vigorous time. I mean, the early 2000s, man, that was a time to be living. The way it is now, man, you can't even cross the street without pissing someone off. You know what I'm saying? It's just a sad state of affairs. And at the end of the day, you got to be comfortable with who you are. And Dave Chappelle's at a place where Netflix is paying him a gang of money just to put out one of these specials. And he's got no problem doing it because they're allowing him to do it. And then you see he talks about how the people from the Michael Jackson documentary were mad at Netflix because they put out content that is kind of like, you know, discrediting them in some way. But it's not. It's a comedy special, man. If you're going to try to ban things from your platform, well, a platform that you signed up to use and you're getting paid off of, but you're going to be the judgment police now for anybody who's supposed to, everyone's supposed to believe a story that they read. You think everyone watches Ancient Aliens and believes that someone in Glasgow is painted all the 12 zodiacs in the city with rivers and roads and blah, blah, blah? Action Bronson don't even believe that. And he has a show watching Ancient Aliens getting fucked up with his boys. You know what I'm saying? Let's not stray too far off the path here, folks. Not everything is real and not everybody's words are true. But at the podcast, you have to be cool podcast. That's all we talk is the truth. I'm not going to give you I give you my opinions, but when I'm trying to give you information, I'm never going to lie to you. And I'm never going to give my opinion stated as the truth. This is not CNN. This is not Fox News. I don't sit in front of a microphone for any other purpose but to vent a little bit, relax, enjoy my day, and maybe at the end of the day, enlighten and inform a few, hundreds, thousands, or millions. The audience growth it would be a beautiful thing, is a beautiful thing when it happens. But I'm not rushing that. Because everything in life, if you want something, you got to work out. You got to work for it. If you reach a goal, have another goal ready. A and B, options are key. That was number two. Episode number two, Be Cool Podcast. Go back and check that out. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. Wherever you're listening now, if you're on that, leave a comment. Leave some feedback. Let us know what you're liking, what you're not liking. Remember, the microphone situation here, I'm on a different computer. It's not my computer. I'm moving things around. I got a lot of things built in the pipeline here that I can't even touch yet because there's too much shit in between. And it ain't me. It ain't me. I can't fix everything. I can't fix the computer. I try to. I watched 17 YouTube videos of a guy in Romania who does electronics repairs. And I'm not even looking at my computer no more. I'm just watching. I'm stuck in a wormhole watching this guy fix Toshibas and iPhones, Nintendo Switches. This guy's all over the place. He's got flux. He's got soldering guns. He's got heat guns. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. My brain works in mysterious ways. I can't really explain it in one podcast. But maybe you see the way I jump all over the place. And I'm still trying to learn. I'm still trying to grow as a human, even though I'm about to hit 40 years old. There's everything. Everybody at any age can learn something new. I'm sure there's a racist in North Carolina that doesn't know what it's like to have a mind that doesn't see color, you know? Who doesn't think that everybody who's not white is a criminal. You gotta, speaking of this, off the criminal tip though, that new Carnival Row on Amazon Prime, Orlando Bloom and some little short haircut girl looks like Emma Watson. Emma Watson, is that it? Yeah, kind of. Great show. You got to be into some of the little fantasy stuff, but it's an interesting show. Well done. CGI is great. A lot of titty in there. So if you like those, you know, if you like some titty, go ahead and watch that one. Amazon Prime. Remember, get it for free. I'm not even getting sponsored by Amazon. If you want it, 30-day trial, binge watch that shit and get it over with. And let me know. Let me know how you like that one. The Boys on Amazon Prime also. Another nice, that's a superhero one, but it's raunchy. And I remember I said Kick-Ass before I said Deadpool a couple episodes ago, talking about The Boys. But this was great. Girl sits on a guy's face and crushes his skull. That's just, whoever wrote that. And then the director was like, we got to get this scene cut first here. Because this is going to just run this whole series through for me. Finished that series off in 2 days. Had some time to kill right before the holiday weekend. How was the holiday weekend too? Mine was great. Had some good food. Had three fantasy drafts, football fantasy. Been trying to watch the FIBA USA basketball. They had a huge win today in overtime against Turkey. These guys, USA almost killed it. Tats for the Celtics got fouled right at the buzzer. They were down 2 points. Gets three free throws on a three-point shot. Fouled. 0 seconds on the clock. Makes the first one, misses the second. Third one goes down. Game's tied. They go to OT. They're down 5 with like a minute to go. Somehow they pull it out. Tats with a steal. Big steal. Got a layup. Who was that slippery bastard that scored at the end? Kemba had a good game, but I think there was someone else who scored. I can't remember. Couldn't watch it because it's on ESPN+. What kind of USA? Listen, if you're going to have a USA-based tournament, I mean, a country-based tournament. Shouldn't that be on, like, regular TV for people to watch? Why do I have to get $5.99 a month to watch a tournament that's only lasting 2 weeks? You guys are screwing me here. And there's no free trial, so I can't screw them. Everyone knows the gimmick. There's always a gimmick to be had. Put the coupon code in. Free shipping. Send it. So, the Dave Chappelle, man, It's a sad state of affairs because people just went ape shit on the things he was saying about some people, but he's not, he's breaking down the way other people react to other groups. You know, his LBT, QZ, blah, 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 the T and the B in the back seat, you know. It was just an unbelievable comedy that you got nothing to do. There's no other choice but to laugh. How many different people go to a comedy show in any given city, at any given town, at any given point throughout the week? And how many people are offended? If you're at a comedy show, don't go to a comedy show if you're not ready and open about who you are. Once you're comfortable with who you are. And yeah, there are a lot of people have been persecuted in this country and all over the world for what they choose to be, what they are. And there's nothing you can do about that. Who you're born as, you can't do anything about that. But there are choices you make in life that have consequences of, unfortunately, the way our society views things. I don't think marriage should be secluded towards a group of people, but I'm not religious. I have faith, but my faith is based on people, and my faith is waning because I don't have to have a Bible to tell me how to be good, what's just and what's law. And a God's gonna be the one who makes that ultimate decision for how my soul moves on to the next place. No. Ain't no one man, ain't no dust particle gonna ever fuck with me. You understand? I'm not afraid to die, but I'm not chasing death. I love living. Believe that. I love the sun. I love music. I love basketball. I love some of y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I hope y'all, you know, care about me a little bit. I'm willing to let you know. I've cried. I've shed tears. I love food too. Let me tell you, you've heard some of my recipes out here. Just roasted some nice broccoli and garlic today. Cooked about a pound and a half of bacon for throughout the week. You know, not bad. Had a nice little omelet yesterday with, sweated down some onions and some tomato. What did we do after that? Sweated them down, moisture all gone, threw in some eggs, stirred in a little bit of butter, just a little bit, just so it don't stick to the pan, and bang, bang, got one of the best omelets you could ever imagine. Scrambled eggs, really. It's more like a ranchero style, but you know how I roll. Throw a little Monterey Jack in there called Daddy at Night. Getting excited for this weekend. I got some food. A lot of food. Got the rehearsal dinner. Then we got the wedding. Some good food out in Jefferson. Out in Stowe. Right? Stowe? Smuggler's Notch? It's the same place, right? Jeffersonville, Johnson, blah, blah, blah. Whatever silly town Vermont wants to call it. We are in the midst of an interest of Dorian. We don't know what that storm doing. Just sitting there in 2 days off of the coast of Florida. Don't know what that storm's doing. It's just sitting there doing, just standstill. Came out of the Bahamas and just stopped in the middle of the ocean. Never seen anything like that. Donald Trump's out there golfing at his Key Largo, wherever the fuck he's going. He wants to nuke the hurricane, see if that gets rid of it. Another guy thought it was a good idea to put some ice, have the military drop some ice down in the water, cool off the water. He obviously doesn't understand about the salinity factor. probably never met a dolphin. Real jerk off. But that's what you're going to get. When you have incompetent people, you're going to get incompetent results. The problem, like I said, with our society is that no one gets out of their bubble. It's people like the big slogan. Remember LeVar Ball, stay in your lane. Triple B, big baller brand, stay in your lane. That was one of the slogans on the shirt. I have one because one of my good friends from high school thought I was still had that high school or 21, 22 year old ego. And he said it was perfect for me. stay in your lane. But the problem is people stay in their lane too much. It's okay to get in the left-hand side when you're going through on and off ramps, because you don't want to clog up the traffic. That's how accidents happen. If you're staying in the right-hand lane, when you get about all the through traffic should be on the left-hand side, and it shows you the signs, you fucked up there. You're fucking up. Every time you do it, you're a fucking scumbag, the way I look at it. Nobody follows the signs anymore. The signs are crystal clear, in my opinion. But, you know, there's variables in most situations. I hate to keep going on this Dave Chappelle thing, but it was, I laughed from the beginning to the end. I'm a huge George Carlin fan, so, you know, dissecting groups of people in comedy doesn't make me hate any group of people. You understand? Now, if I had a restaurant and didn't allow, say I was Starbucks and didn't like other people other than white people who were, you know, buying 8 coffees, sitting there all day on the laptop using up my Wi-Fi and internet. If I was like Starbucks and keeping people out, then that's a problem. But if I have a restaurant and I don't care anything, I just ask you, is the food good? Is there anything else I can get you? Well, thank you for coming. Don't forget to give us a score. If I act like that, then whatever my enjoyment is listening to a comic or a comedian shouldn't be judged in any way. Or the comedian shouldn't be judged unless he has a restaurant. Or, you know, I'm just using the restaurant platform. You know, that aspect of how people don't understand. Well, I shouldn't say they don't understand. They choose to feel a certain way about some shit they don't know about. And it could be their own prejudice that they're scared of. You know, not every gay person is the most open person in the world. You know? There's a racist in everybody's group. There's a scumbag walking around the street right now. Can't see him or her, but they're out there. They're out there. Here, the Be Cool Podcast, man, we don't care what you do. Unless you're hurting somebody. If you're hurting another person, like we had a shooting again. Another shooting. More people dead. Do I think every gun should be gone? No. Some people need a hunt to survive. Some people live in places where they need protection. But the reality is the more guns there are, the more this is a possibility. Don't you think if we have 3 times more guns per person in this country, that's too many guns? I don't even have a gun. So where's my gun? You know what I'm saying? There's just a bad, you know, we have to come to terms with there's some things we have to fix. And guns ain't going to fix the thing that the problem is with our country. Our country has had years to fix and overcome the issues which they created. And, you know, in the reality, the 4 founders didn't do a great job setting it up. They had some bad apples running the joint, you know. When the inmates are running the asylum, man, that shit ain't working right, you know. I mean, 3/4 of those guys should have been in jail in today's times, you know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. And let me tell you this. I can't count this as number one, but I haven't said once. How about that? That's just popping in my head. Let me get off of this negativity, you know. We gotta move on to, I mean, summertime is ending for me. You know, if you're out there on the West Coast, you know, it's drip season all year for you. But drip season is ending very, very soon. And this wedding I'm going to, there ain't no single people there. So drip season basically is over. And the phone's ringing. Let me just shut this. Hold on 1 second. Watch your rat, motherfucker.
motherfuckers out here, man. People are ruthless. Ruthless, I tell you.
Alright, you may hear it, you may not hear it, but I can't stand the fucking sound of a landline ringing. It's the worst sound in the world, and it's got to be the loudest, because people don't understand. They can't hear shit. Oh, yeah, so drip season. Drip season is done for me. It's cuffing season now. It's going to be snowing. Football starts Thursday. This weekend is going to be extremely exhausting. Extremely. I can't wait for... I'm doing the wedding. I'm doing the vows. So I'm going to be center stage. And there ain't going to be one single broad out there for daddy to, you know, poke his neck out. You know? I'll be walking around drinking Mai Tais and no one's going to know nothing. Know nothing. Hopefully I'll get that get the little rig going. I can use the rest of that shatter that I got from Hazel. Hazel out in Colorado, living it big. Anyway, busy, busy, busy. A lot of things. I wanted to finish this off with things. Some of my favorite things. I told you all about my music history. We can get into some good stories about that in a future podcast. But I just wanted to touch base with y'all today. Nice little simple 30-minute podcast. Just to let you know that I'm out there. Give you the update on the computer. Let you know where my mind's at. Make sure that you had a good holiday. Just checking in. So some of my favorite things. I love music, obviously. I love all types of music. I grew up listening to oldies. I still listen to the oldies. I've listened to every kind of music there is. I listen to those Pigeons of Peace, whatever my boys went to go see at the county fair last week. I've heard them, you know, but, you know, it's not my cup of tea. But I'm a big Kenny Rogers. I listen to Kenny Rogers, Zac Brown Band. I listen to Green Day, Pink Floyd. These are my favorites. You understand? In the oldie, I'm talking Janis Joplin, Bob Marley. I'm not a big Doors fan, but I do like some Foghat, if you know what I'm saying. Also, you could tell from all the Netflix stuff and Amazon Prime that I'm a big movie guy. I love TV, love movies. My favorite movie, though, ever, and this will tell you something, is Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. If you've never seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Johnny Depp, Benicio del Toro, one of the best acted movie that's ever been put out. Visuals, unbelievable, great story. It's a Hunter S. Thompson story. It was done before Where the Buffaloes Roam in Bill Murray. I want to say probably the 80s, mid-80s, late 80s. Great movie, though. Bill Murray did a great job in that, but not Johnny Depp, because listen, acting, and him and Benicio del Toro did unbelievable acting together. Just great scenes. And if you've never seen that, I suggest seeing it. It could be on Netflix right now. It's usually on Netflix whenever I'm, you know, browsing around trying to find something I haven't seen. I suggest seeing that. I'll give you my top three movies, easy. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. The Goonies. Gotta love Goonies. If you don't cry during the Goonies when Sloth gets told that he's living with Chunk at the end when they swim out, you don't have a heart. Fear and Loathing, The Goonies, and you know what? The Miracle. That's not The Miracle. I think it's just Miracle. It is Miracle. About the 1980 USA hockey team. Big sports guy. I love a good story. When I first saw that movie, I never knew how that really encapsulated a time in history. Cold War was ending, Berlin Wall, Jimmy Carter, Russia's hating it, feeding Afghanistan. It's a lot of ins and outs on that. But a beautiful story about people coming together for a point in time to feel, you know, young men just putting it all out for not their own egos or their own satisfaction, but for a country. And just at that little time, I'm not saying that, you know, it happens all every Olympic year, but this in 1980 in Lake Placid was just a capsule in time that was just so beautiful of just watching this movie. And that one has a lot of tears. So if you like to cry, watch that one. You don't have to be a big movie guy. I mean, or a woman. It's kind of like Remember the Titans. That's not my number four right there. Remember the Titans, Denzel Washington. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. That one will get you. And the other two, my other two favorite things is the sun. I love that sun. I love the beach. I love the outside. That's why drip season ending. It's not just about the drip season. I love the feel of life. The water, the sun, the heat, the joy, the mini skirts, the bikinis, the tan lines, all that stuff is just mwah, you know, impeccable for me. Summertime, fun time. And at the end of the day, I'm a basketball junkie. When I was 5 years old, that's when I first played basketball, and there hasn't been a year that I haven't picked up a basketball and shot. If you saw on Twitter this last week, you saw the hops are still there. 8-foot rims just banging. Reverse jams like nothing. Butter, baby. Butter. Out in Mallets Bay, if you're ever out in the Mallets Bay area in Colchester, you go to the Mallets Bay Elementary, right next to the junior high. In the back, next to, they got a little play area and, you know, some slides and some jungle bars, gyms, bars, blah, blah, blah. And they have a couple little league fields. They got 1, 2, 4 sets of 8-foot rims out there. And nothing better. Swinging through, getting a few jams on, hanging like Sean Kemp, putting my elbow through the rim like Vince Carter. And like I said today, I'm out here watching bootleg of USA FIBA that I can't even get. I have to go deep on Reddit to find a stream that's reloading. Sometimes I'm just watching the stats refresh. I'm a fiend. I'm a fiend for that game. So I just wanted to hit you with a couple of my favorite things. This is probably not the best podcast, you know. This probably not the one, but it had to be done. Because consistency is key, is a motivating factor for a process that I'm looking forward to. You know, not every podcast is going to be the best, not every episode. But as long as I'm doing this consistently and getting it out to you when you are making plans to listen to it, then we're both winning here, I think. And like, again, I appreciate all the feedback I get weekly from everybody, people I know mostly. But I appreciate that because it goes a long way for motivation, because I didn't even feel like doing this podcast today. But fortunately, I remembered the accusations, because that's correctly how it's said, from last week, and that made me smile a little bit. And so there's a few things I knew I wanted to talk about, because they just fresh thoughts. And I want to give you a little bit of, you know, a little history on me, how my mind works, because I know you like to hear me riff. That's why we out here. You like to hear the solo guitar once in a while, little ding 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 ding. And we'll get into some of the music stuff. There's a lot of good stories. I was just giving you a rough outline. There's some crazy stuff, some stuff that's happened you probably never heard before. And like mostly in southern Vermont, the Lebanon area, New Hampshire. But hey, I'm excited. It's going to be a long weekend. I'm going to touch base with y'all next Tuesday. It's going to be rough because 2K20, man, I got to catch up because everybody's going to be ahead of me. And I got to get out there because the team's waiting. You know, team's waiting Friday morning at midnight. And it's just a pleasure to be living. You know, even with how people are, how they judge, how they look, how they point their fingers, it's still a great time to be living. There's a lot of good stuff, a lot of great stuff that exists out here. You know, in friendships, relationships, family, the sun and the water are, and you know, some good food. If you get a good burger, man, you know, life's good. Life's pretty good. There's a lot of good things to be thankful for, grateful for. And I want to say peace and love. Enjoy the rest of the week. Hope you have a great weekend. If you're down in the south, southeast, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, listen, be safe. Get out if you can. Go inland. I don't know where the storm's going. No one knows where it's going. Don't trust that AccuWeather or that Weather Channel. These guys are just selling tickets, man. They're just selling tickets. Again, have fun. Peace and love. Be cool, motherfuckers. We out here. Be cool. You ain't ready for war. You ready to rap. You ready to talk. Don't run your mouth.